psychology, metaphysics.
He was telling me that he's the paper he's writing for his master's degree is comparing a German philosopher with Buddhist philosophy. Comparison between them. He's asking about the conception of denial of the self.
Yeah, what about the
Atman? The finishing of Atman.
How can you deny Atman?
In Hindu philosophy, what is the nature of the Atman?
Nature of Atman is Udan. Udanity, knowledge, and usefulness. I don't know about that. Atman is joy, ananda, blissful.
And on the book you mentioned through the side of that Atman is Brahma.
Why that place is Brahma here? Why I like this flower? What is the reason?
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what you want, and God. This is the nature of life. I want them, God. This is beautiful. Then why you are trying to become a philosopher? Second knowledge. Why you do not connect to God? Because you are eternal. Then Mahatma's nature is eternal, full of knowledge, and love peace. Satchit Ananda. You know Satchit? That is Atman's nature. Sat-chit-ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Is Atman attached to each person?
Yes.
If it's here for a moment.
Unless you are listening to it.
Mark Lincoln, one question should be understood thoroughly. You have asked what is the nature of Atman. The Atman's nature is that he is eternal. He never dies. He never takes birth. He already existed. To say, you are a child, you are a baby. The body is no longer existing. Your childhood body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. You remember your childhood day. Therefore, you are different from the body. The body is past life, but you remember that you had a body. That you exist. You know that you become an old man. But this body will not exist. Another body will get old, like body. that when he lays it, the body will change. Now try to understand this fact first of all, and if you cannot understand, ask him.
The one to each person, or there is only one Atman?
You are Atman, I am Atman. We are not one. You are an individual, I am an individual. I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me. I have one. How is it one?
He says that you are individual and he is individual, so how can they be one?
How can they be one? Yeah, I was wondering how the Atman is associated with the individual. Is it the... It's not right to say the person is the Atman?
Yeah.
The person is the Atman. And to each person there is one Atman associated.
You are a person, I am a person. You are changing body, I am changing body.
And through all the changes, there is the Atman that continues.
You are a person. I am a person. You are hearing, I am speaking. You are two persons. So why you say one?
Well, there are two bodies. Two bodies.
Yes. Two bodies. It's like two dress. You are different in dress. I am different in dress. That does not mean that we are one. We are one as Atma. Just like you Australian, I am Indian. But as human being, we are one. But as Australian and Indian, we are different. Therefore, we are one and different at the same time.
The Atman,
Atma and spirit soul, is one.
Is one.
But as individual soul, they're different.
And the Atman is just with respect to consciousness. So can you talk about an Atman?
Consciousness is the symptom of Atman. Because the Atman is within your body. Therefore, your consciousness is there. Now, because the Atma is within the body, if I pinch, or if you pinch my body, I feel pains and pain. I ask that the Atma will not be there. If it is cut, if it is chopper, there is no protest. So, Atman is present within this body that is understood by the presence of consciousness. Just when we hear in the room, but this light is a reflection of the sunshine, we understand there is sun in the sky. The light and heat we are feeling, that means the sun is in the sky. Similarly, our consciousness and knowledge, etc., are there. That means the Atma is there. The same Atma, when it is born from this body, there is no more consciousness, no more knowledge. No more feelings of pains and pain.
Can one see what quality the Atman has?
That I have already explained.
Oh.
Vitality, knowledge, and usefulness.
And but the Hindu philosophy say anything about
don't take off Hindu philosophy, talk of
philosophy. How the Atman came into being? How did the Atman come into being?
Atma is already, is not coming into being, it is already there. But at the present moment it is accepting a different type of body. It's like this dress, it is available in the market, and you are also there, so you purchase the dress and put on. Similarly, the different types of bodies are already there. You, according to your desire, accept one type of body, and you appear in that body. There is 8,400,000 different forms of body, and you have to accept one. According to desire, according to your work, you are working, everyone is working. Now, according to the work and association, he's creating his body. It's like if he inspects some type of disease, then he'll have to accept the disease. So we are working in different way, we are individual. And according to that work, we are creating our next body. If you are working in a godly way, then you get your body next as God. And if you are working in a godly way, then you get your body God. So, by nature's way, evolution, we come through 800 million forms of life. Then nature gives us a chance to accept this human form of body. In this body, our consciousness being at heart, if we try, we can understand what is the problem of life, why we have accepted birth, old age and disease, how to get out of it, how to revive our original nature of body and again become eternal, full of knowledge and wisdom. This is the chance of the human body. Therefore, you are a philosopher because you are in the human body. But a dog cannot be there. He may be a very big dog and bark very loudly and have very good strength and create good disturbance, but he cannot understand philosophy. Very well. But a human being can understand. Therefore he should be given chance to understand the philosophy of life. And that is Veda. Veda.
Veda.
Of understanding. The Vedas are there for understanding by the human society. And if it is like a cat and dog, then he's spoiling this. We should take advantage of the Devudna. And make our lives possible. This is reality.
Very familiar with. I had read some of the adventures, and the study of Batman is Brahma. But I don't understand this at all, so perhaps.
What is Upanishad, really? Read from the beginning.
Yes, yes. Invocate. That's fine.
You have read this verse?
Yeah.
This is the first punishment, they say. The candidates are killed?
No.
Dance with the tradition?
I can just feel the sound just like a little bit. Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced as a complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance.
Now, read the third part. Now, after reading the translation, do you understand everything?
No. The complete whole of the Supreme Absolute Truth is the complete personality of Godhead. Realization of the impersonal Brahman or Paramatma, the super soul, is incomplete realization of the Absolute Complete. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is that Chitananda Vigraha, and impersonal Brahman realization is the realization of his such nature, or his aspect of eternity. And Paramatma, or Supersoul realization, is the realization of his such and chit features. I read the words.
Is it well? Hallucination. When complete all means, just like the body, is complete all. And there are so many other things. There are so many holes in the body. There are so many hairs. And the body, there's so many hairs on the head, so many fingers, so eyes, ears, and both, and so many. But the body is a complete image. One thing. And then a complete machine. And the so many things. Similarly, the whole cosmos is complete. Exactly like this body is a machine. Similarly, the whole cosmos is a big machine. It is complete. One sun is there, and keeping everything complete. The day and night, the seasonal service, the weather, the temperature, then the moonlight, the other planet, the living being, the vegetarian, everything is complete by and without the sun. Similarly, this body is missing, is complete, and the soul is there, it is what it is. So you see, the body is also creation, and the universe is also creation. And the brain, which has created this thing, is complete. Therefore, he has created this complete unit, Purna. Purna means complete. And because he is complete, the creator, he has no defect. Therefore, he can create everything. Purnam, 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 and he is so complete, the Purnasya, Purnavana, from the complete, if you take the whole complete, it still is complete. Here you have a glass of water, and drinking part by part, and when it is finished, the water is finished, no more comes. But he is so complete that just like sun, the temperature is being distributed for millions and millions of years. Still, yeah, unless the electric power is there, it is not complete. But there is power in the sunshine. It is a reservoir of so much temperature and light. That the history millions and millions of years is distributing, the seasonal changes are going on. The green foliage is coming, again, the snow or rain is coming. So many things are going on account of temperature. Every machine is rolling. As soon as there is power, the machine is rolling. And all machines, your body machine, my body machine, and electricity, from electricity, other power machine, everything. Punna punnam gacchati. And it is fiber taking so much energy from this time, it is filled to the light. This is one of the creation of the Shakti. How much perfect is the Shakti? Is one of the creation, sun, is maintaining the whole universe. And there are many millions of universes. That each of them has got his son to conduct the business. And all these sons are created by sun. How much sun do you see? You can understand? That is God. God is our fortune. If you become God, that God, you are not so exact. What you can do? This is a glass. It's not an olive. Here is the complete. Oh no, oh no. The whole creation is coming, it still is coming. Daylight is coming from him, it still is coming. Again it's coming. The glass of water, I throw the glass, the water, again it is coming. Again I throw, again it is coming. In second, it's coming, all of it. And that is it. This is the idea. Purnamila, 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 Purnamila. One minus one is just one. Not zero. One plus one is just one, not two. This is something. This is the idea. That then the ocean, it has many thousands buckets of water, which is coming. And again, you put many buckets, thousands, millions buckets of water, it is the same level. This is another example of materialism. This is something. You take millions of buckets of water from the ocean, you find not a drop is drop. And you put millions of buckets of water again, not a drop is empty. Purna sapurna mahagaya, purna meva, avasistate. If you try to take out the whole earth, it's still in the universe. This idea is complete.
One more question. What do you think of drugs? What do you think of the use of drugs?
Drugs
as a type.
It is another side of madness. Anyone who says human being after evolution, 8 million pounds of body, he comes to human body to understand philosophy, his Veda. So, instead of utilizing life for that purpose, he wants to become again like the cats and dogs and the good things. He's already cat and dog, he's no better than cats and dogs. Because he has no interest in this knowledge. And that is, he was meant for this knowledge. But he remains like cats and dogs, therefore he is not satisfied. Therefore, he takes drugs to forget it. This is it, the drug. You are meant for becoming satisfied by taking this knowledge. He does not get the chance. Nobody leads him to this knowledge. He remains like cats and dogs. But as a human being, if he lives like cats and dogs, he will never be happy. Because there is no happiness, therefore he takes it. To forget. This is the example. That philosophy means to forget one's present suffering. And he must suffer because his consciousness is developed. He must take this basic knowledge, but he does not take. That will dissatisfy. And to counteract this dissatisfaction, he takes the believe
that. Perhaps often it is that, but
not perhaps, there is no question of perhaps. We want to speak action.
But the Tantra says that perhaps these powers can be produced by drugs. So
drug is meant for medicinal purpose, not for drinking or taking injury. every heart, every devil is a heart, is a drug meant for curing particular disease. This is nature's gift. Just like if you cut your finger, it takes little grass and takes little juice and a bite. It is interesting to me. But they are meant for this. These vegetable drugs are meant for when you are sick or discharged, you can eat them. Not for intoxication. It's like opium. If you have severe type of dysentery, diarrhea, a little opium will immediately cure. But opium is meant for using as intoxication. There is use of opium. Morphia, opium, they have one use at a certain time, not for using it, but intoxication. There is Buddhism. Srila
Prabhupada, can drugs sometimes be used to help us for spiritual realization?
Or? No. That is nonsense. Spiritual realization means knowledge, not to become intoxicated. Spiritual realization is spiritual knowledge. So what the intoxicated person will understand? Even a sane man cannot understand. And how he'll understand? In the intoxication. That is foolishness. We are suffering material facts by taking drugs. The suffering is forgotten and he is thinking that it is true. Spiritual means negation of material distress. So he is all suffering from material distress. By taking drugs, temporarily he forgets. Therefore he misunderstands his spiritual. That's not true. When committing suicide is also spiritual. One man is suffering and he comes and says, oh, suffering is so big, great, he cannot tolerate it, therefore he sometimes comes to suicide. Is that coming in suicide is spiritual? Spiritual means negation of material disturbance, that's the path. But that is a different thing. When you come to this spiritual platform, not by artificially forgetting your material suffering. That is not true.
Brahma
means the greatest. So, as the sky, to our experience, the sky is the greatest. What is the sky? The sky is a combination of small atoms. You know that? So, if the sky is Brahma, then it is a combination of small atoms. There is small atom is also Brahma. This way, a huge stack of rice, they are called rice, and a small grain of rice, there is also rice. And therefore, that is Duch Einkampf, the component parts of the Brahma, they are also Brahma, and the whole Brahma is also Brahma. Do you follow?
He says, I hear you, but he's not sure if he has to understand.
Why don't you understand?
I follow the analogy, the Ross analogy.
The sky, the Brahma. But what is the sky? The combination of atoms. The component parts there also Brahma. Otherwise, it is Brahma. Unless the component parts are Brahma. So how is it Brahma? It is a combination of many component parts. A small Brahma. Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the supreme. The sea water, ocean water. The ocean water is very big. That is Brahma. Being in Brahma. But what is this ocean water? A small molecule in support. Sometimes you see the U.S. is busy, small molecule, cooling. So it is combination of a small Brahma. So sarvam kholidam, everything is Brahma. And we are a small, very small fragmental portion of Brahma. How small we are? 1/10,000 part of the people here. We cannot see in the people here. Very small spot. And you have to divide it into 10,000 parts. And that one part, so small. So, this is the first thing is Brahma. It is said, sarvam kholidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Why? Because the Brahma is very big. But what is it big? The big is combination of a small molecule. At all. What is your idea of Brahma?
When I'm understanding now, to believe this, the world, everything is with us. I don't understand.
That's reality.
I have an experience in the dreams.
But that's what you have to experience. That was religion. That is wrong. This is the experience of wrong. So this Brahma realization is first, then Paramatma realization, then body. It's like you realize the sunshine, very pink. Oh, I don't believe it. But you have to see what right, from the sunshine, the sun glow, the localized. You have seen this like a ball. But actually, this big thing, sunshine, is coming from it. Is it not? So which is it for? The sunshine or the globe? Which is important?
They're both important, but the sun is what produces the
sun. Similarly, the God, the person, is important. And by his body rays, the whole thing. Yasya prabhāpa-bhavato brahmanāhi aina-vidvā Brahmanahi Pratishtanam.
Brahmanohi Pratistaham Samanitasya Vyayasya Cha Sarasvatasya Cha Dihanasya Sukhasya Kandikasya Cha. Translation. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, and which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. Report. The constitution of Brahman is immortality, imperishability, eternity, and happiness. Brahman is the beginning of transcendental realization. Paramatma, the Supersoul, is the middle, the second stage in transcendental realization. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, both Paramatma and the impersonal Brahman are within the Supreme Person. It is explained in the seventh chapter that material nature is a manifestation of the inferior energy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord impregnates the inferior material nature with the fragments of the superior nature, and that is the spiritual touch in the material nature. When a living entity conditioned by this material nature begins the cultivation of spiritual knowledge, he elevates himself from the position of material existence and gradually rises up to the Brahman conception of the Supreme. This attainment of the Brahman conception of life is the first stage in self-realization. At this stage, the Brahman realized person is transcendental to the material position, but he is not absolutely perfect in Brahman realization. If he wants, he can continue to stay in the Brahman position and then gradually rise up to the Paramatma realization, and then to the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many examples of this in Vedic literature. The four Kumaras were situated first in the impersonal Brahman conception of truth, but then they gradually rose to the platform of devotional service. One who cannot elevate himself beyond the impersonal conception of Brahman runs the risk of falling down. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that although a person may rise to the stage of the impersonal Brahman without going farther, with no information of the Supreme Person, his intelligence is not perfectly clear. Therefore, in spite of being raised to the Brahman platform, there is the chance of falling down if one is not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Vedic language, it is also said, Rasavaisaha Rasamhi Vayam Lavdvanandi Bhavati. When one understands the personality of God, the reservoir of pleasure, Krishna, he actually becomes transcendentally blissful.
That is required. Because our nature embraces him unless he reaches the sun. Talk with him, dance with him, eat with him, enjoy that. Our perfection is not complete. Simply Brahma realization. This man, simply to see, a child can see also the sunshine. But that does not mean he knows what it is. Although the sunshine is coming from the sun. So unless we understand what is the actual sun, or what is the person within the sun, glow, our knowledge is imperfect. Simply realization of the big volume of sunshine is not perfect. It is also light. And the sun glow is also light. Heat. But this heat and light is not sufficient knowledge of the complete heat and light there. That is the difference between the Brahma realization and God. He says that. being the example, replied, this sunshine is coming from the sun globe. And within the sun globe, there is the president of the planet. Just like here in this planet, you have some president. Here, there are many presidents, because this is earth boss, chaotic. And there, everything is systematic. There is one person, his name is Vibhushan. He is the dominant in deity. It's now time to see him and talk with him about Bhagavad Gita. He is a person. And there are the people. They are also persons. Just like in this planet. But here the body is made predominantly of earth. And there the body is predominantly of fire. Therefore it is so glowing. The glowing temperature and heat and light is coming from the person. The body made of glowing heat